You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
Welcome to Fresh Take. Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot with a Fresh Take Stick Boy crossover podcast. We are with the ultimate babyface, Mr. Joel Johnson.
Well, I will say it has paid off. Every time Ryan Reynolds has made a little ad for Aviation Gin or Mint Mobile, I've watched it. I enjoy the comedy. I enjoy the humor. So it's like, oh, Ryan Reynolds made another video, and he said he couldn't keep his mouth sewn, so this is probably something to do with Deadpool. And then when I saw it, I was like, Josh, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what's happening right now, on air, off air, calling a basketball game. Doesn't matter. You're getting on Twitter, and you're looking at it, because this is amazing.
Yeah, I do question why this didn't happen at D23. I do question why it didn't. Because it exploded everything today. Like, there's no significance to today, like on a random Tuesday, to put this news out. I do question Ryan Reynolds and Disney's decision not to have this at D23. That was weird.
And they've said that they've been keeping this under wraps for a few weeks. My guess,
Sean Levy seems to, when they were promoting that Netflix movie, have known back in May.
See, I'm guessing that it is weird that it wasn't at D23, because that was the rumor that there was going to be some sort of Deadpool announcement. But yeah, it's very kind of Deadpool to have it on a random Tuesday. And in all honesty, like, there is the embargo with certain things shown at D23 and stuff that doesn't get shared. I'm wondering if this was more, we wanted to push this out to everyone because this is going to be viral. This is going to be something that's going to gain a lot of traction. And it's just a very quiet news day is now 100% owned by Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, Wolverine, Deadpool, Marvel. They've owned this day now because of this release, and it was the perfect time. It all worked out really well with dropping it here. So while it is weird that this wasn't a D23, dare I say, it proves that you can drop, it doesn't have to be at these events to drop things. You can just release them on a random Tuesday in September and it'll hit. And it has hit. This is blown up. This is such a big deal because we didn't think Jackman was coming back. We weren't sure what Deadpool 3 was going to be like. Feige has said it'll be rated R, but no one was really sure what the movie was going to be like. And now you're getting arguably two close friends starring in a movie about fourth wall breaking and I just need the yellow costume. Just give me the yellow costume.
We're gonna get it. Yeah, I think we'll get it.
And I guarantee you there'll be some sort of quote from Wolverine being like, wouldn't it be better for me to be in leather right now? Like, wouldn't that be a little more stealthy? I'll be like, no, this is perfect.
So a few things. Number one, so seven projects in phase six were unknown. So now we're down to six. So fall 2024, that will now be Deadpool. Winter 2024 and another fall 2024, things are still yet to be announced. In spring 2025. So what I'm guessing here, just before we get more into the Deadpool side of things, I wouldn't be shocked if Marvel's just saying fuck it and they're going to do Spider-Man in that slot too. Like, I think phase six, they're just going to throw everything at the wall. You're getting Deadpool 3, you're getting Fantastic Four, and you're getting these big, because they need a Spider-Man movie. Do you think they need a Spider-Man movie before Secret Wars, or is that when you bring Peter back as in Secret Wars because of the symbiote piece that's been teased?
I'm not sure. The Peter Parker Spider-Man of it all is rather interesting. There have been rumors that they were that Tom Holland's already got a bag of cash from Disney / Sony.
Yeah.
So the feeling is there's something that will be announced. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a Spider-Man movie before, because the thing is, you want to have the hype train for the two Avengers movies in 1 year. You want it here. And right now, it's not quite there, but you feel like these all these projects, all these things that they're laying the groundwork for is just leading to them ramping up and getting ready to go and having like a Deadpool Spider-Man. Like, and I mean, for all we know, the big surprise in Deadpool could be Tom Holland or Tobey Maguire.
Could be.
And I mean, Kevin Feige's mission was to have Wolverine and Spider-Man share a screen back with Tobey Maguire and Hugh Jackman. This is the perfect opportunity for this to happen, to have the two of them interact. The two original big stars that help carry both franchises respectively. It'd be very fitting for Feige to finally get that.
So here's the few things as far as the MCU of it all. Number one, we do know now that Marvel was not allowed to use any new actors for the X-Men characters till 2025. Well, what happens in 2025? Secret Wars. Continue, Joel.
Well, and the other thing with that is they could, and anything that they do for X-Men, I believe it may just be a movie or maybe the characters, they have to pay all the original Fox producers and give them producer credits on this movie. So Bryan Singer, that Abby Avad.
Did that happen on Doctor Strange?
I don't know. I did not. That was
I'll have to go check that today.
Yeah, double check that today, because the one thing I read was that was the one thing if they didn't, I may have just been an X-Men movie. So that's why we still haven't got an X-Men movie yet.
Yeah, I know Bryan Singer is part of that thing. Just checking if Bryan Singer has any credit on Doctor Strange and IMDb. But as far as we do know, though, the actors can't be changed, right? They're all contracted until 2025. So that got a lot of people going like, well, he's not a producer credit on Doctor Strange. So who knows? But good point to bring up nonetheless, Joel. So here's my thinking is we do know before this happened. Here's a few things we know. We had two mutants. We can actually say this word now because this had been a bad word. The other M word is still banned. You don't know the other M word as much, Joel, because you've been in the rundown. The other M word is Mephisto. That word has still been banned because of the WandaVision blunder. But the mutant word, I think we can unban it because now we have Ms. Marvel, mutant. We're about to see Namor, the original mutant. And now we had the tease. So this is my question for you for a lot of things. So in She-Hulk, we had the tease for Wolverine. But I can't imagine Hugh will be this Wolverine. Unless this is the idea too. At the end of Secret Wars, the universe collapsed into each other, into one universe. So maybe this is the Wolverine Hugh Jackman is in this world or whatever. And then it collapses and makes a new Wolverine. I don't know.
I think Hugh Jackman will definitely be in Secret Wars. You don't give him a boatload of money and they probably...
And so will Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, I believe.
Yeah. And I mean, you do that and then after that, it's basically them riding off into the sunset. Because yeah. I'm still going to maintain it until Kevin Feige himself shows me the film and says no. I still think we're going to see Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans back
in Secret Wars.
I
think Chris Evans for sure. RDJ I'm mixed on, but I think Chris Evans for sure.
I believe RDJ is back doing voice recording.
Yes.
So he's
a start.
It's just like that little start. And I think having both of them, because there's been such a debate and we're going on complete tangent, but I don't care.
Well, because this is all phase six now, right? Like, yeah. Phase six, if you read Secret Wars, which I suggest people do, Wolverine plays such a big part. The other part of this now, Joel, is are we going to get, like, you can get old man Logan now, the real old man Logan with Hulk and with everything.
Yeah, you could, I do think Secret Wars will be the last hurrah, but I think, because Hugh has always said he'd come back and he'd do an Avengers movie. He'd said that when the first Avengers came out, where he'd love to be with Cap and Iron Man and all that. So that's where I think to top Endgame would be having the return of a variant of Cap and a variant of Iron Man that just gives you that full circle image where you can see everyone. You can probably have a few of the Fox X-Men in there, Magneto, stuff like that. You can have Deadpool see Spider-Man's and get really excited. Like, there's a lot that you could do within this Secret Wars movie that would be able to top what you did in Endgame.
He's 54, by the way.
He's 54.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is his last hurrah. This is it for Hugh. And you know, you go back, I think about me being really young when that first X-Men came out and seeing that X-Men movie and being like, oh, this is really cool. Now, all the way going back, you're still excited about the same actor, same character, and you're going to get to potentially see him interact with other characters that you've long wanted to see him interact with. And Ryan Reynolds and the two of them, like, the whenever they do PR or anything, they're so great together. Like, the chemistry that they have, you can feel it. So I think this movie's going to be fantastic. I thought this was going to be some sort of April Fool's joke. I was like, is this April Fool's? I was waiting for them to pull a rug out from underneath. Yeah. And then when they showed the Marvel logo and then they showed the release date, I was like, okay, yeah, everything's good now.
Yeah, HBO, they can do a release date, you cowards. Follow Marvel soon and give us the release date for Last of Us. So I guess the main thing is, like I said, there has been a tease in this universe. We're going to get my Rick and Morty universes mixed up with my Marvel, but we're 616, right? Or is that more Rick and Morty's?
No, this one's 616. What's the universe for Rick and Morty?
So this is 616, and we had the tease in She-Hulk with everything. I guess you can assume maybe that Wolverine and Deadpool were in the other, like, yeah, go ahead, Joel.
The Rick and Morty universe is C-132.
Thank you. So this is 616. Are we going to assume that Wolverine is from this universe, or that we're going to just say the Fox world is its own universe and somehow they'll blend into this? And then when Secret Wars happens, like I suggested, everything will collapse. And the Wolverine that's teased in She-Hulk is just a younger, not with anyone yet Logan.
Yeah. I'm guessing that what will happen is Deadpool, because it's Deadpool, will cause an incursion. Mm-hmm. Everything will collapse on itself, and then we'll be left with,
because you can also, he has the time shifts, right? He has the Cable's time thing.
He's going to be like, I didn't like how I threw that piece of paper out. Rewind time. Yeah. Don't like how I threw that piece of paper out. Rewind time, and it's going to screw with things, and they're going to be like,
could the TVA hell? Come from him?
Yeah, that was another thing. You could have the TVA, and honestly, I just need like a buddy, like a, it's almost like Wolverine and Deadpool road trip movie. You could be like, they're going to travel across multiple
multiverse
and have to, and they land at the main one and have the TVA chasing them.
I'm just checking how much King and Deadpool, it seems like they've interacted quite a lot. And I believe he's obviously in the Kang Dynasty comic as well. So that's important to know. So, because I'm assuming, and that's, we're probably going to see Hugh some way or another. I would assume he'd be in Kang Dynasty as well. They'll milk him. I wouldn't be shocked in the next few days with Hugh, where like it's a 3-4 picture deal or whatever with Hugh, right? I mean, we're about to embark now on, if you like were a little bit disappointed by Phase 4, Well, we're going to go out with a bang because I'm pretty sure we're going to get Dr. Doom at the end of Wakanda. And it seems like we're getting the leader. And have you caught up on She-Hulk, Joel?
Yeah.
So that group that's teased at the end of She-Hulk this past week, that group has in the past have had the likes of MODOK, the leader, and Dr. Doom as part of it. So we're already building up those collection of villains and widening this universe. Because if you think that the greatest crossover ever was Endgame, Secret Wars is going to be like, hold my beer.
It's the only way that they can top Endgame.
Yeah.
It's the only way. And then after that, I don't know how you top
it. It'll be Avengers versus X-Men. That's probably the next best bet they can go with.
Good. Yes.
Because the next thing will be they'll go up to Secret Wars and Kang Dynasty here. You still have Galactus as a big bad, right? Dr. Doom will be the big bad, obviously, in Secret Wars. If you follow either the 80s comic or the newer comic for Dr. Doom for Secret Wars, you're still kind of revolving around Doom and that. And then my guess is we finish that phase, the multiverse phase. And the next phase is really, it's the X-Men carrying the MCU.
Which is perfectly okay.
With Apocalypse, with the Phoenix done correctly, third time's the charm. I think that's kind of where we're headed with everything in there. The big thing will just be how Wolverine is in put into this. And I guess the other big question for you, Joel, is are there other X-Men that will be part of this? Will we see Halle Berry back as Storm? Will we just get the curveball of Channing Tatum being Gambit? Will we get Anna Paquin as Rogue, right? Will we get James Marsden as Cyclops? Like, where are we going to get any of that? Will Mr. Picard, I'm forgetting his name, Sir Patrick Stewart, will he come back as Xavier in this? Like, that's what's going to be interesting.
Well, the one of the other speculations is that Deadpool kills the Fox universe, much like the comic book where Deadpool kills the Marvel universe.
Mm-hmm.
This one is him killing the Fox
universe. Explain that to people a little bit, Joel.
So basically, Deadpool kills everyone, kills all your favorite heroes. There's nothing left. Just the whole thing's wiped out. So the speculation is maybe he does the same thing here in this one, but I don't know if they're going to want to have Deadpool start chopping through some of the X-Men characters. I think that might create a weird feeling for fans.
Well, it's going to be R2. The interesting thing is it will be the first real R, because Blade, while it will be violent, there's a weird thing Blade can get away with, where Blade can be violent because they're vampires and werewolves. So you can have violence in that film, and not as much as the degree of what Deadpool is going to be with everything. And I mean, don't make no mistakes. This Deadpool 3 will be the highest box office rated R film of all time. I've heard some people say today, like, this is the new No Way Home. I'm like, I mean, that in that month span, Joel, you're going to get Deadpool 3 in September, and then 2 months later, you're getting Fantastic Four.
It's going to be, you're going to have your movie, like this has solidified Deadpool 3 as a night of going premiere night. Last time I did that was No Way Home. So absolutely, this is opening night. There's not been like, I'll be racing to the theaters for this one.
And so this is the link up of everything we have coming up to that, Joel. So we have Quantumania in February, which will be obviously involving Kang and the multiverse storyline a lot more. I think the incursion side will be talked about a little bit more on that as well.
And you know who else is in that movie?
MODOK.
Yeah. That I recently saw the first Ant-Man, and like when you see him suddenly shrinking down, you're like, yeah, no, this actually works. Like the yellow jacket suit, the color, the scheme, everything. Yeah, this actually does kind of make sense to make him MODOK.
Well, it's interesting too, because I found out there was a thing called the Microverse, but now that's been owned by Hasbro. So they did comics, and that's kind of where he used to go, was the Microverse. But the Quantum Realm was created because Hasbro Toys owns the Microverse. So is MCU kind of building to their own. So you're going to build into that. Secret Invasion is going to change the landscape of the entire MCU completely. I when we get to that pod, we will have bets on who we think are Skrulls and who we don't think are Skrulls. And that'll be interesting. We get Guardians. Echo is the wild card of this. You're getting Daredevil. You're getting Kingpin. But it's kind of the wild card because it's a very unknown character for most mainstreams, even though it was in Hawkeye. Loki's going to be a banger. And then I think that'll be probably where you get more teases for, you know, going back to the subject here, I think you'll get maybe a teases for Deadpool and Wolverine now at that point, because they're still writing Loki, right? They're shooting it, but I think they're still writing some episodes and whatnot. They don't have everything together, I believe.
I don't think they have everything together yet.
The Marvels that want to have effect on it. And like I said, Blade is going to be a big factor of the violence. Yes, they're killing vampires, but Blade is going to play such a big factor in this. And now, Joel, I do wonder, will we get a Midnight Sun scene?
We very well could, but you heard who could be Dracula in Blade.
I remember, but remind me.
There was a rumor floating around. This is all rumors. I could be wrong. I am in no way an insider or an expert. So disclaimer, but there was a rumor that it could be Denzel Washington.
Really?
That was a rumor floating around.
Wow, that's a get.
So Mahershala Ali, which I really like him as an actor, and Denzel.
And then you have Ironheart. That's a little bit more of a wild card. Again, new character. That could be your RDJ. Because I think the speculation has been that RDJ will be the AI. Because is Tony not the AI in the comic, Joel?
I don't know offhand.
So yeah, it's kind of it's interesting here because you go Ironheart and then you go Agatha. Those are the, like, I can't tell you what we're getting out of Agatha.
No.
I have no idea what we're getting out of. Agatha's the biggest wild card. Then Daredevil, that's when we're going to get Punisher. No Jessica Jones, because unfortunately Christian Ritter, her schedule didn't fit. So she couldn't fit into that, but maybe Luke Cage and hopefully not Iron Fist. Maybe he'll get recast.
Well, I really want the Punisher back.
Been pretty much confirmed that John Barenthal's in that.
And just getting Daredevil again, like 18 episodes.
Again, he's part of the Midnight Suns too, I believe, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
So maybe Agatha, we can get Ghost Rider in that. And then Captain America, which that sounds like the reformation, the new formation of the Avengers. Well, and then we go Thunderbolts.
The rumor with New World Order, because it's for life. You're gonna have She-Hulk.
Yeah.
And I believe Hulk got confirmed for that as well. So, so Mark Ruffalo and Jessica Walters will both be in that. So it's gonna be really interesting to see how this all, like, there's a lot of intrigue and excitement coming down the pipe.
Well, and then, so like, I think, you know, phase four, a lot of people have complained, you know, in our messages and everything about phase four. I've had no problem with phase four because it reminds me of phase one. We're setting stuff up. Maybe, you know, maybe Thor was under your expectations. Maybe Doctor Strange didn't go to as many multiverses as you wanted it to go. However, it did set up the incursions in that, right?
Yeah.
And Thor set up Valhalla and a few other things in that. You're getting these little nuggets right now that are going to pay off. And I think you hitting on the incursions, which if you follow King Dynasty and Secret Wars, the incursions are a huge part of what's to come.
It's going to be so much fun. That's the thing with all this is, like, there have been some weaker properties and weaker things from phase four. But you've gotten some good stuff, and I just think they're ramping right back up to being like, let's go balls to the wall. The only thing that Disney has to do now is keep Kevin Feige happy.
Yep.
Cannot lose Kevin Feige.
So kind of going back now, because I just kind of wanted to lay the groundwork of this. I give Disney credit of they waited for the right time when Deadpool would work correctly. Worked with Ryan to make when things work correctly. And when you see the groundwork of what four was, you see the groundwork at five, it kind of makes so much sense for it to be part of six.
It's just that last little tipping point where you're going to have shit really going wrong. You're going to tip the scales and things are going to go all over the place. And then it will be when Secret Wars kicked in. So it was really good timing, really good planning for them.
Because we'll have Secret Wars have had happened. I mean, Secret Invasion will have happened, which I think is during the blip. I'm not sure. I think it's during the blip, maybe a little bit after the blip. I'm not sure.
It's after the blip. It's well after the blip.
That's well after the blip? Okay.
Because both Hill and Fury got blipped away.
Yeah. Well, or did they?
Well, yeah, that's true. Maybe
it was Talos.
Maybe it was Talos that got blipped.
And then I think Loki will play a big part, especially on... I mean, obviously, Quantumania will play a factor in that, but... And then Loki with the TVA, because I wouldn't be shocked if the TVA or a tease for this. Because the interesting thing with Loki, with Deadpool, is we've always kind of just said this, Joel, all the time. It's like he can just show up. But we've already kind of given you, I think your incursion idea is the best one there. But it's also how is with the incursion is going to bring in Wolverine, and does that therefore also bring in any other X-Men at all?
I'm really curious to see what they're going to do with this film. Someone was joking online saying what they'll do is they'll have Hugh dress up in the costume in the opening scene, be all ready to go, and then they'll kill him right away. And the rest of the movie will be Deadpool. And it'll be like, just, I'd love to be in a theater and just hear fans' reaction to that. It'd be like, after time has passed, be like, where is he? Why isn't he here? What? Where's Hugh? Where's Hugh?
It is a much worse Suicide Squad. Remember in Suicide Squad, everyone got excited that Pete Davidson and Nathan Fillion were in it, and then they're gone right at the start.
Dead. I do think he's gonna be in all the movie.
Yeah, like I said, Secret Wars, he plays a factor in being part of Secret Wars as well. So that's why, like, as soon as it happened, like, hey, Deadpool 3, great, cool, but Wolverine's gonna be in Secret Wars now. That's all I really, really wanted.
I can't wait. Because I do think it's coming where you see everyone together and you get that shot. And Deadpool can make a joke with everyone lined up. And as long as you can get like Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, you could have Chris Evans twice. Be Johnny Storm and...
I think he's been Old Man Cap as well in the Secret Wars.
So you could... You could do a bunch of different things. You can have a lot of fun with this. But this is Disney and Marvel shifting things into another gear. Being like, okay, here we go. And it's gonna be a fun ride.
That 2 month span of going from Deadpool 3 to Fantastic Four is mental.
There's going to be a lot of time spent in the movie theaters in 2024 and 2025.
And I guess it's also the side of, too, of James Mangold had that gif. I'm not sure. I'm sure he's not pissed off about it. I'm sure
he's not. He followed up on it. And he basically said, no, this, I'm not mad at all. I'm really excited to see what my friends do in the movie.
Yeah. I would assume Old Man Logan, they'll be, I mean, in Deadpool 2, obviously, they have the tease of the clock with him on that. I'm sure they'll maybe talk about Logan a little bit, but he's probably not going to pick him out from the Logan scene, right? Because that's Old Man Logan and he's dying. We want full Wolverine with the classic suit and all that to go. I do wonder, Joel, if they do kill Wolverine, if they go maybe the way they did in the comic.
Oh, cover him in what did they cover him in? Antimantium, maybe?
Antimantium cement, I believe.
Yeah. Covered him and he's just a statue. And that's just the whole movie is Deadpool talking while he's doing a Bob Ross parody trying to get Hugh out.
Do we think the Cable's in this?
I hope so.
I mean, because Brolin can be in it. Like, he's just the voice. of Thanos. He's never seen
the jokes. The jokes would be fantastic.
Yeah. He has to do a snap. He just has to like kind of, he's like, stop snapping. Why are you always snapping? Or if he goes to snap and Deadpool's like, no!
No, this already caused too many problems last time you did this. Just very confused.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many funny things. This is going to have a great level of comedy in it.
Well, for a majority of people, Joel, when the merger happened, this is what we've been waiting for. Like, it was the first thing that became is like, I'm really, you know, cool, Die Hard and Predator and Alien and all that stuff. Yeah, it's really cool for Disney Plus's library. Anyways, where are the X-Men in the MCU?
When can we see Deadpool interact with blank?
Yeah.
Just everyone.
And Deadpool interact with blank and the X-Men interact with blank, because there was a point for people, you know, want some comic history, the Marvel Comics in the late 80s, just Marvel Comics were really, really lagging. DC was kicking their ass. DC made that turn to go darker and had some better storylines going. And the X-Men comics, Days of Future Past, and all those storylines were keeping Marvel afloat, just those stories alone. And then the Todd McFarlane Venom series came in the 90s. But for a good chunk of the late 80s, early 90s, X-Men was keeping Marvel afloat.
X-Men's very important to Marvel. So for us now to get probably full-on X-Men moving forward, and Doctor Doom, like, things are going to get wild.
So my last question to you is, Joel, so how do you bring Wolverine into this movie and then contain for the X-Men going forward into the future? How does that storyline work for you, especially with the tease you had in She-Hulk?
It's basically, it's separate. There is the Fox universe, then you have the 616, everyone else tied in with that. I don't know how murky, I would not try to include too much from, like, Deadpool's the exception, because you can just literally be like,
and he has the MacGuffin, right? He has the time thing, so that kind of justifies him being able to go, and like you said, Clea and Strange could even see him and be like, you're causing an incursion, dude.
Yeah, and he'll be like, hey there, Sherlock Holmes. How's it going? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then just carry on. I would have this basically be a run-up to Secret Wars, and then that's it. Give the Fox X-Men side like that nice little send-off. Have them, you can have Patrick Stewart come back one last time and secret, like, just the shot of all those X-Men, all the Avengers, everyone all together in one movie, I think would be perfect. And then you can be like, okay, now all these people can kind of ride off into the sunset, and they'll have to deal with their own X-Men.
If I'm not mistaken, Joel, at the end of Secret Wars, do they not all have the Beyonder erases their memories, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah. I believe so as
except
well.
Except for Ben Grimm's, because Ben, for a little bit of, again, go read the comic, but, you know, there's kind of a utopian world that Doctor Doom kind of starts, and Ben Grimm goes there, and Ben Grimm gets to be human there, everything, which that turnaround is going to be a little bit awkward, because Ben will only have been the Thing for a year for the MCU side, but I guess with our past history of Ben, I guess we'll just kind of go with it. But then when it all starts, Ben says he doesn't want to forget and he wants to stay human. He kind of stays with the Beyonder a little bit because he wants to remember and to stay in his human form. And that's when Jennifer Walters becomes the fourth member of the Fantastic Four. So I do wonder if perhaps that's a way that they could lead. And then I guess just kind of talking out loud, that's how you kind of make most people not remember Wolverine or the X-Men if they are involved in Secret Wars. Like, cool, for the movie's sake, it's good. Memories are erased, and now we can start our own mutants.
Well, see, and the memory erase will be really handy. And honestly, the person that I would have that keeps his memory is Deadpool.
Yeah.
He's the only one that remembers and drives him even a little more crazy, because he's like, I remember all this. Why don't any of you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
And then this is a way that you can have all the Spider-Men kind of go off into their own own little pockets of their world, and then it just it creates a space where suddenly you don't have anything's too complicated. It's just like, okay, this moment happened. It's kind of cheap writing, and I'm sure people be like, oh, they cheapened out, but I would just wipe it all clean, and then that way you can have everyone kind of go back to their little pockets, except for Deadpool. Deadpool's mm-hmm. the only one that sticks around and is like, is all you're gonna have it where he's almost forgotten by the Beyonder, and just being like, oh, you're still here. Yeah, no, you can stick around, go wander around and cause trouble.
Well, the interesting thing is too that like I said, at the end of Secret Wars, the universes collapse into one universe. If they do that. So if you did want to recast anybody, let's just say, for example, Tom Holland's like, I'm done playing Spider-Man, and Garfield's like, hey, I'm still cool doing it, guys. They can just put Garfield into the MCU.
I have a, yeah, like you have that option. I don't think Holland's going anywhere.
But I don't think so either, because his other times in his career, it hasn't really worked. I think that's why, like, Hemsworth's done the best job. He's like, I'm going to make other movies, and I'm just happy playing a Thor. When you kind of detach yourself and say, I don't need this anymore, it kind of normally more than not bites you in the ass.
Yeah. And I think there's going to be even more. And I think Holland really just enjoys it. So I think they're just going to keep taking loads of money from Sony and Disney.
My last question, this is in the Deadpool side, but, and just keeping Deadpool and Wolverine away, I do question if we do the other Spider-Man, if we do Spider-Man 4 or not before Secret Wars, because of where the symbiote is at this point, right? For Secret Wars, maybe it is better just to leave Spider-Man until that, because I don't really know what you're really doing in Spider-Man 4, because obviously the symbiote's not going to come to Secret Wars now, based on the comic accuracy, right? I would assume. So I'm just kind of questioning what you would do in Spider-Man 4, because you kind of just did Sinister Six, more or less. I guess you could institute a Norman Osborn in that universe, potentially. Maybe he goes to college, and maybe that's where you introduce a Miles or a Gwen before Secret Wars. That's the only reason I can really see for a Spider-Man 4 before Secret Wars.
A Spider-Man 4, like, so he's going back to just the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. He's mm-hmm. your street level superhero. So, and MJ and Ned don't remember him. So really, if you want, you can basically use Spider-Man 4 as a build-up to him taking the suit, like the black suit. That can be the he needs to wear that suit at the climax.
Ned he could become Hobgoblin.
Yeah, and then I do think you see, like, Harry, and I think you see Gwen, and I think you see Peter really struggle with the fact that no one knows who he is.
Yeah, I guess he could be in college, and that's where he meets Harry Osborn.
Yeah.
Right? And then maybe that's where he meets Mary Jane Watson.
No, I think Zendaya. Or you think
they're going to stay with Michelle Jones?
Yeah, I think that's that they're going to stick with that. But I do think they will introduce Gwen.
Yeah, that would make sense. And the actress from Game of Thrones is honestly perfect. Good. Haley Steinfeld was great as it, being the voice in Spider-Verse, but now that she's obviously Hawkeye, I think that the actress, I'm forgetting her name, but the actress from Thrones, you've seen a lot of that art going around. She's perfect. And also too, like, I do wonder if in Deadpool we will get that fan casting of Kiki Palmer as Rogue, maybe, or if they'll save that. I would assume if you do see Rogue, they would just have it be Anna Paquin, and then they would maybe use Kiki Palmer afterwards as Rogue.
Yeah. That's entirely possible.
Yeah. And then maybe even just have Anna Paquin kind of like give a look to Captain Marvel just as a tease.
Just like, wait a second. What's happening here?
Just like the real comic fans know, like, yeah, you need to keep yourself away from her, Carol, because she's a little dangerous. All right. Very, very exciting. Big, big news. I mean, it's funny. D23 happened like 3 weeks ago, and this is by far the biggest Marvel news that came out of it.
It just took 3 weeks. Deadpool takes time to deliver.
Deadpool takes time, yeah. And I wouldn't assume now we probably won't have any major Marvel news until an Ant-Man trailer, which I'm assuming it's what, September 27th today? Over under 4 more weeks until a Monday Night Football game for the trailer, Joel.
About 4 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Because the movie comes out in February. They so it'll be some Monday Night Football game that we'll get the Ant-Man trailer.
They seem to give it time before the trailers come out. Yeah. We'll probably get another Black Panther trailer before we get...
probably get another... Or, that's a good point, Joel. They could save the Ant-Man trailer like they did with the Doctor Strange trailer and do Ant-Man at the end and then give it to the public after. That's actually a good point.
That's probably exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah, and then I would assume Guardians will be Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's fun times. Fun times in the MCU. Yeah, for all you that have been mad with everything, with all the twerking and goats and everything like that, lighten up, have fun. Remember what the MCU is about, because this is why we stick around. This is why we stick around. Joe with the Iron Man shirt, me with the Wolverine shirt. This is why we're here. We're all comic fans. We all got excited for this property. And today is a reason why. And I guess the other minor note really quick today, something that we already knew, but Kevin Feige more or less confirmed that Wanda wasn't dead.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
You saw the little flash. People are dumb.
Yeah. I mean, we still have to do House of M. So, like, come on.
Gotta keep her around.
Like I said, X-Men is going to carry the next phase. Where we're going, I really quickly, now that I bring that up, could they tease a House of M thing in Deadpool?
They could. They absolutely could. They could do it. They could get that's the thing with this Deadpool movie. They get a little crazy with it, and I hope they do.
I'm so interested in that, Joe, just for the Secret Wars of it all and the Kang Dynasty of it all. Of is this how you're going to get X-Men into those two movies because of the contracts? I do wonder if it came down to. Well, technically, we can cast people at the start of 2025 and to sneak them in, but that's just too much work. Because you'd have to assume, you know, they're probably going to start shooting Kang Dynasty next summer?
That'd probably be my guess.
Right? Oh, it's 2025, right? So, well, okay. So maybe 2 summers from now, they'll shoot Kang Dynasty. Yeah. And maybe they go back to back with Secret Wars and Kang Dynasty.
Yeah, I think you're gonna get back to back shooting.
Yeah. All right. There we go. Quick update here on FTN. Until next time, folks. Cheers and enjoy.